1620-94.5 WTAW. Here are comments from the December 8th, 2022 College Station City Council meeting, where the council voted unanimously to spend up to $345,000 to clear a closed nursing home complex on Anderson Street, the property now owned by the local nonprofit Unlimited Potential. Mayor John Nichols commenting about the collaborative effort with the property owner.
This was something that needed to be done, and we could be collaborative with the property owners, and they, I think, wanted to achieve the same goal. This doesn't imply anything beyond this particular agreement.
More information about the condition of the buildings that are being removed from Community Services Director Debbie Eller.
What this will do is remove the unsafe structure for the neighborhood. We have a lot of vandalism. We have break-ins. The roof is leaking. It's an unhealthy structure. Our construction specialist reviewed the size of the building, all of the structures that are there, the asbestos that's involved, and came up with that estimate.
The College Station Council has yet to decide if any city money is going into Unlimited Potential's campus of temporary housing and offices to assist young people who are aging out of the foster care system. Debbie Eller says $105,000 in federal money will be spent on what was designated as a slum and blight area, the city's general fund, to provide the remaining $240,000, which will include taking care of any asbestos.